Hello and welcome to VoiceWorks. My name is Darren Smithson, I'm the Managing Consultant with the Inform Group, and I want to talk today about the results of the neutrino experiment conducted over at CERN with the Large Hadron Collider and what their implications could be. A lot of people have been suggesting that it might mean the end of Einstein's theory of relativity. But I don't think so somehow. I've posted some initial comments obviously on Twitter and Facebook, but I thought it would be good to do it here because after all the Inform Group is about education services as well as business. Because I think it's useful to pull together some of the different strands that are involved here. Now, the neutrino experiment is interesting because what's happened is these neutrinos have arrived 60 nanoseconds sooner than they should have done between two locations if they were traveling at the speed of light. Einstein's theory of relativity tells us that light is the limiting factor in the universe. You cannot travel faster than the speed of light. So how did these neutrinos manage that? What you must bear in mind is that in science, we never prove anything to be exactly right. In fact, even in mathematical terms, some person did a paper showing that 2 plus 2 does not always necessarily equal 4 using quantum mechanical methods. So we need to remember that. The most likely explanation, of course, is that the instrumentation is wrong or the scientists have neglected to account for some aspect of the experiment. Now, the scientists themselves are suggesting that this may be possible, and that's why they've published the results, asking other scientists now to examine the results and the method that they used, which is the great thing about science. So that's now going ahead. However, let's assume that the experiment wasn't wrong, conducted wrongly, and that the results are accurate. What does it mean? Well, I thought there were two possible reasons why this might be so. The first one is, there was a paper published a year or so ago saying that the speed of light today may not necessarily be the speed of light that existed at the start of the universe. In other words, it's slightly slowed down. Only by nanoseconds, but it has slowed down. Now, given that the whole reason for the Large Hadron Collider was to recreate conditions at the start of the universe, is it possible then that these neutrino particles were traveling at the speed of light that was, rather than the speed of light that is? Now, I know there's all kinds of relativity issues in that, but it's just an interesting side thought that I had, and I think it's one that could warrant further investigation, because these neutrinos, if they were living by the rules of the start of the universe, would not know that the speed of light today has actually slowed down slightly, if that theory is correct. More likely, however, is that we have started to have experimental evidence of superstring theory. Now, superstring theory is the leading explanation for the theory of everything, and the leading frontrunner for that, because what we have is relativity on the cosmic scale, quantum mechanics on the micro scale. Both have so far been absolutely incredibly successful at predicting all kinds of different models and different realities, but the two are mutually exclusive. They don't work together. So there's something missing, and superstrings is the search for that. And the theory behind superstrings is that it's simply these tiny vibrating strings that, whatever they are, the way that they vibrate decides what the reality will be for us. Whether it's oxygen, it's me, it's a brick wall, it doesn't matter. It's the way that those ultimate building blocks, those strings, vibrate. So, however, for superstrings to work, they have to operate in at least 11 dimensions. In other words, we perceive four, the three spatial dimensions plus time. But what superstring says is actually there are more than that, and we just can't perceive them because we have limited perception abilities. So it's possible these neutrinos traveled through a different dimension, shortcutting space, therefore not breaking Einstein's theory of relativity, but just simply cheating it. For more information on this, there's going to be some white papers published on my site soon. Plus, there's a book coming out called The 50-Year Horizon. I hope this has proved interesting. Contact me and let me know, and I'll send you more information should you require it. Thanks.